With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lawyer and writer Andrew Vax carries with him a permanent sense of anger. He's the author of Flood, Striga, and his newest, Bluebell, novels that focus on child abuse. Shortly after graduating from college, Vax began working in Cleveland as an investigator for the U.S. Public Health Service.
The sexually transmitted disease that scared us the most then was syphilis. It's way before anybody even conceptualized AIDS. And the idea was, if you were to interview every person that actually had the disease and obtain from them an actual list of all their sexual contacts and find every one of them and find every one of their contacts, you could literally eradicate a disease.
That didn't happen, of course, but the work led to Vax's discovery that children in untold numbers were being sexually abused. There was no other way infants could contract syphilis.
I really literally never conceived of sex with infants until that job.
At first, Andrew Vax rejected the idea of such abuse.
There must be some other way this child got venereal disease. You want to say to yourself, after the first and second and third and fifth and 20th time, it's perfectly obvious to you that this is but one way it could have happened. And the next emotion is this kind of blind, crazed anger. You feel like you're dealing with subhumans.
Today, Andrew Vax's legal specialty is defending abused children. His novels are blunt and violent. In Bluebell, newly published by Knopf, Vax's hero, ex-con Burke, is out to stop a ghost van whose occupants are kidnapping and murdering teenage prostitutes. Not for the squeamish. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lawyer-writer Andrew Vax is still feeling the effects of a broken jaw and cracked ribs as the result of his experience as head of a maximum security facility for violent juveniles in Massachusetts. And once in a while, the malaria he contracted in Biafra returns. Vax went to Biafra in 1969 to determine why aid sent to that war-torn country wasn't reaching its victims.
It was like hell with sunlight. There were no rats there. That's the most profound way I can explain that there was no food. That was the weapon of war.
The hero of Vax's novels, ex-con Burke, is also haunted by Biafra. In the new book, Bluebell, Burke seeks a death van whose occupants systematically murder teenage prostitutes. But Vax says Burke is no white knight.
If you're going to have a tour guide through hell, the tour guide has to be qualified.
Burke grew up a ward of the state and drifted into crime and prison.
Began as a violent criminal and believes that he's at the point now in his own rehabilitation, where he can survive off his wits. That is to say, he's still a practicing criminal, but instead of armed robberies, they're in far more elaborate scams.
Burke surrounds himself with a bizarre group of friends who have, in many ways, abandoned society.
What Burke wants to do is not participate. He doesn't want to have a social security number. He doesn't want to have a driver's license. He doesn't want to pay taxes.
Burke, the star of Flood and Striga, is back in the new thriller by Andrew Vax, Bluebell, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Burke's not a campaigner against child abuse. Burke is simply trying to survive.
That's lawyer-writer Andrew Vax, whose hero Burke has figured in three novels, the latest, Bluebell. All the Vax books touch on child abuse and the people he describes as maggots who abuse them.
That is, for me, the only theme. I don't see these as books, but chapters in a single book. And when the book is done, the book is done.
The new Andrew Vax novel, Bluebell, has a number of storylines, one of which is about a death van whose occupants prey on teenage prostitutes. After a variety of harrowing jobs, public health investigator, caseworker, head of a maximum security prison, Vax entered law school.
I was just so bloody exhausted, I said, I've got to find a non-combat job. I've got to find some way to do what I want to do without getting myself bashed all the damn time.
Vax's background, with its focus on child abuse, gives him plenty of ammunition to use in his angry novels.
Themes such as I use, a lack of authenticity, would really ring throughout the book. It would really smell pretty bad. I'm no one to pass judgment, but I feel much better about somebody writing spy novels that hasn't been a spy than somebody writing a novel with child abuse as its theme who knows nothing about that.
Bluebell is the latest in Andrew Vax's series of novels on the underworld, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.